A long-term injury has the potential to completely derail a high-level athlete's career. George McDougal Mustangs basketball player Ava Regeer isn't letting such a setback be the case, recently signing her letter of intent to play for the McEwen Griffins women's basketball team next year. The 18-year-old senior student athlete said it felt like a blessing to commit to the Edmonton-based Canada West program, given the serious knee injury she experienced last fall. I didn't play my grade 11 year or my grade 12 year, so for someone at that level to see that much potential in me truly feels like a blessing, Regeer said. I'm honestly really excited to be playing for McEwen next year. Regeer tore her anterior cruciate ligament, ACL, while playing for the Calgary Basketball Academy, CBA, last fall. The injury meant she had to sit out her senior year of high school basketball for the Mustangs. Playing mostly as a shooting guard, Regeer was a standout player for the George McDougal Mustangs in her grade 10 season, which culminated with her selection as the Rocky View Sports Association, RVSA, Rookie of the Year. Unfortunately, the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in March 2020 brought an end to the high school basketball season in the middle of the playoffs. The pandemic meant the following year's high school basketball season was also called off, meaning Regeer was unable to follow up from her successful rookie campaign. When I didn't get to finish my grade 10 year, that was definitely frustrating, she said. But not getting to play my grade 11 year, which is probably the most important time for athletes to be seen by other coaches, I missed that, and only relied on training footage, for my recruitment. With most COVID-19 restrictions relaxed in time for her final year of high school, Regeer was eager to finally play for the Mustangs again this past winter. But then came the ACL tear in October, shortly before her senior season was set to get underway. Instead of battling it out on the court every week, Regeer was suddenly battling the internal demons that came with a lengthy rehabilitation period and being forced to watch her favorite sport from the sidelines. I became really depressed and started to lose hope, she said. There was still a little bit of me that was motivated and knew I was going to play at the next level, but I had to build that back up again and it took a lot of extra mental psychology sessions. I had developed into a really strong player and then that injury happened. It was one of the biggest setbacks I've ever had. George McDougal basketball coach Jessica Bowers said even though Regeer wasn't able to play this season, the grade 12 student was a key member of the Mustangs, helping coach and motivate the squad from the bench. She came to practices, and I knew it was hurting her to watch our practices and our games, Bowers said. We had a tough season as a team, and to be there on the sidelines was difficult. She loves basketball and knows a lot about it. Bowers added she was personally disappointed to not get to coach Regeer in her grade 11 year, and said she was excited for the opportunity to coach her this season. Obviously that didn't happen, she said. I know she worked her tail off over the last couple years to make her goal of playing post-secondary a reality, and losing that grade 12 year was super difficult. But she's a super positive person. There were a few days when she wasn't her normal positive self after the injury, but that was it. Now 4 months since her knee operation, Regeer is still working on regaining her fitness, with the hope of being fully recovered by the time she moves to Edmonton this summer. I'm going by my physiotherapist's recommendations right now, just going on the stages, she said. I've progressed pretty good with each stage. There is some tweaking. I have to get my quad moving again and fix my running mechanics, just with all the muscle atrophy I'm dealing with right now. When it came to her post-secondary basketball prospects, Regeer said what attracted her to the Griffins was the team's competitiveness in youth sports, as well as the attitude shown towards her by McEwen head coach Catherine Adams during the recruitment process. When I got the injury, she was still interested in me, beyond the injury, she said. She checked on me a lot. Those moments where you're injured, you feel really alone because you're not in a team setting and feel really out of the loop. Adams contacted me the day before my surgery and she was really curious how I was doing throughout. That really made me feel important and made me feel like I wasn't alone. I feel that's important when you're leaving home, to have someone that cares about you. While she's not able to play at the moment, Regeer said she's staying involved with basketball as a U15 coach for CBA.